Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Faith to Receive. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Faith without action is dead. You know, that's what we've been confessing ever since we started around here. I'm using a different word, but it's the same thing. In Matthew 7, don't turn there, but Matthew 7, 21, Jesus said, "Not everyone that says to me, Lord, Lord, will enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven." Somebody say, doeth.
Doeth.
Say it again, doeth. It ain't just the talkers. It's the doers. You remember his own family. His mother and brothers came and stood outside the door. And they said, "Would you tell that boy to come out here? He has lost his mind." Right? They thought he had lost it. And Jesus didn't even get up and go. Did he? They said, "Your mama and your brothers and stuff's out there." And they said, "Come, come." Well, see, they were being disrespectful of the ministry, or they'd have been in there with him hearing the word of God. They want him to stop ministering and come out there and chat with them because we're family. What did he say? He didn't even get up and move. He looked around. He said, "I got brothers right here and sisters and mothers." Didn't he say that? He said, "My mothers, my brothers are these which hear the word of God and do it." That's Luke 8:21. What did he say? "My mother, my brothers are these that hear the word of God and
do it."
What do we know by them doing it? They really believe it. They really believe it. How we know you believe it? You do it. Settles all questions. You wouldn't have acted on it if you didn't believe it. That's why you hear us all the time saying, "I'm a doer. I'm a doer." That's why our little ones look at you and go, "I a doer." You're a what? Doer. I told you I was in another state doing a meeting. And the grandson of one of the pastors where I was, he said, "Tell Brother Keith what you told us." And he said, "I do." I said, "What?" "I do. I do a word, God." I said, "I didn't get him." I said, "What's he say?" He said, "I'm a doer of the word of God." You know where he got it? He got it visiting us. He was visiting us, and the children's workers taught him that. And months later, he's going, "I do."
Glory to God.
A lot of you need to go, "I do. I'm a doer of the word of God." That's the only people who get results. The only people who get results are the doers. Why would you do it? Back up. Because you heard what God said. And you believed what he said. And you believed you received what he said. And you acted on what he said. Can you say glory to God? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Go to John. Second chapter. I'm a doer. I'm not just a meeting goer. I don't just warm the seat. I don't just play CDs and watch DVDs. I'm a doer. I'm a doer. How many know you should only talk about praying for so long, then you should pray? You should only talk about walking in love for so long, then you should actually walk in love. You should only talk about forgiveness up to a point and then forgive. If you talk, I mean, you might preach a mean game on forgiveness, but if you don't forgive, what good is that? And that's what he's saying. Faith without doing, faith that does nothing, is dead, useless. Say it again. I'm a doer. Not just a hearer only. I'm a doer. What he says, I believe, I receive. And I do. You think your life would be different? You'd act upon that every day? Live like that every day? Oh, have to be. Have to be. John 2, are you there? Some of the greatest words, instructions for miracles that have ever been spoken. I mean, a 4-year-old could understand it. How to get a miracle. And you and I are going to read it and believe it and receive it and do it. Say it one more time. Hear it. Believe it. Receive it. Do it. What happens then? Miracles. Miracles. John 2, are you there? John 2 is the marriage feast in Canaan. Jesus was there. His mother was there. His disciples were there. And they ran out of wine. Yep. Wine bottles are dry. And what's a party without wine? People don't even like to read these verses, do they? Because of all their tradition and their thinking. Jesus drank wine. I'm sorry, but there it is. Did you feel that? Oh, watch it, Brother Keith. Watch it, Brother Keith. They're out of wine. I'm reading the Bible. Out of wine. They have run dry of wine. And Jesus' mother leans over and goes, you know, they're out of wine. Dry. Well, it was going to be embarrassing to the host. And he wasn't affluent enough to have the party. And he's the one that had it over at his place. And Jesus said, woman, what have I to do with you? My hour's not yet come. How many know we should not be led by our mothers or our fathers or our friends, or what people think or need. We should be led only by the Spirit of God. But his mother was smart. And she leaned over to the servants that were around. And tell me what she said. Verse 5, what'd she say? She leaned over. And even so, this she didn't say it, I might interject. She said, I'm going to tell you how to get a miracle. I'm going to tell you how to get a miracle. What? Whatever he says to you, do it. Don't question it. Don't reason about it. Don't try to figure it out in your head. Don't try to rationalize it. Don't try to explain it. Don't wait for further explanation. Just do it. If you have to understand before you will do, you are faithless. Are you listening? If you have to see why and understand why and wherefore and how come, well, I can't do it unless I can understand it. You could if you'd choose to, but you're saying is you're not going to believe. You have to walk by sight. I have to see it if I'm going to do it. Then you're not going to make it with God. You know, modern psychologists and child psychology have forbidden parents to tell their children, do it. Why? Because I said so. Oh, no, no, no. Now, you got to sit your 3-year-old down and explain to them and reason with them so that they can see it. Baloney. Baloney. This is plenty good enough reason because mama said so. Daddy said so. Yeah, but I don't understand. Well, whoop-de-doo, it's time to walk by faith. Here we go. You going to submit and believe, or you going to rebel and defy and demand and require that you understand? And see, the problem is, we can't understand all the whys and wherefores that God does things. We don't have his tenure and experience and breadth of understanding. How many know some things some 2- and 3-year-olds can ask, you can't tell them? If you told them the answer, they wouldn't know any more than before you told them. They just don't have the ability to understand what you're talking about. And so instead of confusing them and wasting all your time, you just smile and go, because mommy said so. Did you know God requires us to do this every day of our life? To do what He tells us to do? Why? Because He said so. And He knows best. And if He said do it, there's a good reason why. And we trust Him. I said we trust Him. We trust Him. Abraham went out. What? God said, leave. God said, get out of here. Leave your security. Leave your friends. Leave your club memberships. Leave your hobbies. Get out of here. Go. Leave. Leave your kinfolks. Leave everything. And go. Abraham said, okay. Where? He said, I'll let you know. Now, how many folk would require that you at least know what city you're moving to? You got to tell the mover something. Then you wouldn't be in the book. Why is Abraham in the book? God said, I want you to get up and get out of here. He said, yes, sir. Where should I go? He said, I'll let you know. He said, okay. You'll let me know. Well, I'll go that away. And if that's not working, you'll let me know. Oh, and he's in the book. He's in Hebrews 11. Glory to God. Held up for all generations as a beacon of faith. Because the man left home and family and everything and went out. Not a clue where he was going. But did the man have miracles? Did he have miracles? Oh, next thing you know, he's rich, rich, rich in silver and gold. And they had so much stuff, the land couldn't contain them. And that was the smaller part of it. It was. God gave him a son who was the seed that Jesus came out of. A miracle baby. Glory to God. But now look back, look back. What did Abraham do? He heard what God said. He chose to believe what God said. He received it for himself. And what did he do? When God said go, he did it. Without question, without reasoning, without waiting, without requiring, he just did it.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled Faith That Acts, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R1303I. That's R1303I, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 9 and 11. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.